and Abda had materialized to my left. Narayan was making certain no outsider caused me grief. Up ahead, Sindhu cursed the light and ordered men to move. It was hit fast or die.
"Lady," Mogaba said, "we thought you dead."
He was a big man without an ounce of waist on him, muscled like a fictional hero. He was blacker than Blade and a consummate commander, one of the Nar, descendants of the original Black Company. Croker had enlisted him in Gayazli during our southward journey. The Nar constituted a separate warrior class there. With 1,000 Nar, I could have cleaned the Shadowmasters out as fast as the men could march. There were only 15 or 20 left alive, I guessed, all loyal to Mogaba.
"Did you? I'm tougher than you think."
His men piled into the camp with mine, trying to reach Shadow Spinner before he reacted. I suspected Mogaba's men had triggered the lights. In Spinner's place, I would have expected an attack from him before one from me.
"Do you have the lance?" he asked.
The question took me from the blind side. I would have thought he wanted to talk about the siege or which of us had the stronger claim to the captaincy.
"What lance?"
he smiled, relieved.
"The standard. Mergen lost it."
He was stretching the truth somehow. I turned the conversation to business. We would not have much time. The Shadowlanders were getting ready to interrupt. "How bad off are you? I have no veterans and few trained men. I can only harass them, not break you out."
"We aren't in good shape. Their last assault nearly overcame us. Where did you get your power? Who were you riding with?"
Mergen saw Croker die.
"The enemies of the Shadowmasters are my friends." Better to be cryptic than to hand him free information. "Why don't you put an end to the Shadowmasters?"
I could not answer without lying. I lied.
"My friend is no longer with me."
"Who is up there today?"
"Anyone can wear armor." He smiled tightly, showing a thin strip of sharp teeth.
"The captaincy, then? You don't plan to let me get out of here, do you?"
We spoke the language of the Jewel Cities, both disinclined to let our companions in on the conversation. Men started screaming inside the encampment. I shouted, "Narayan, come on!" The Shadowlanders west of us would be ready to move any moment. I told Mogaba, "There's no problem with the captaincy. The progression was established. When the captain dies, the lieutenant steps into his shoes."
"The tradition is for the captain to be elected."
We were both right. Mogaba shouted,
"Sindawi, let's go! It won't work!"
His archers and artillerymen on the wall were hard at work, laying down fire to cover his withdrawal.
"We know where we stand, lady."
"Do we? I have no enemies but those who choose to make themselves my enemies. I'm interested only in the destruction of the Shadowmasters." My men flew past me. Mogaba's flew past him. A wall of Shadowlanders hurtled toward us. Mogaba showed me that smile, turned, headed for the city in the safety of ropes hanging down the wall. Ram gouged me.
"Move, mistress!"
I moved. A gang of Shadowlanders came after my band, thinking us the easier meat. In the hills, some observer had initiative enough to bluff them by sounding trumpets. They slackened the chase. We vanished into the dark ravines.